You're listening to the world famous Sofa King podcast on KSVG 89.7 FM, Savage Radio, City of License, Mettler, California.
From sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am.
No, no, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with Todd.
You say funny things.
Welcome to another radio edition of the Sofa King podcast here on Savage Radio 89.7 FM, Bakersfield, California, in the middle of the state where we reside. How are you guys doing today? How's everybody out there on their driving home or sitting around the campfire listening to us? Is it cool enough for a campfire in the middle
no.
of the day?
And I Not don't know where day. There would no. be a campfire. Either.
Is it a burn day?
Oh, that's a good question.
We don't know.
You know how you get around burn days? You just wrap
smokeless campfires.
Mm-mm.
No.
Potatoes and foil. It's way cheaper.
What? What's that?
You just wrap potatoes in foil and set them around your fire pit.
And so what's that do?
If anyone calls you on it, you're just barbecuing. You just throw the potato. Yeah. And potatoes are cheap, and so is foil.
Why can't you just throw somebody in the fire and say you're cooking a steak?
That's murder.
Well, that's a different problem.
You're replacing one thing with another.
For that matter, you could just like find potato-shaped rocks, wrap them in tin foil, and just permanently keep them over the fire.
That's a good point. I like that idea. We could sell those.
If you want other felonious ways to make our air worse, then listen to the Sofa King podcast.
Every time I use our fire pit, I'm super scared, honestly. Like, I have a shake roof, and there's like floating embers of death, like constantly spewing from that fire.
You're afraid of everything.
So. A little bit.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And I still had my shake roof, especially the 4th of July. Good Lord, I was paranoid, man. I can't even say I was paranoid. There were jackholes in my neighborhood firing illegal fireworks at angles that were making burning hot embers land on my roof.
Yeah.
And they lit our back fence on fire. I mean, it's just the ember landed on my fence instead of my roof. It's like, I don't know.
It's funny, when I was little, 4th of July was like my favorite holiday. I looked forward to it so much, and now I'm just like, I'll spend the money on that.
Burn dollars. Oh, yeah, because you spend $500 and don't get anything.
And they've
anymore.
Gotten
it's
worse.
Horrible.
Like those flowers that are supposed to spin. I remember when I was little, those were like three distinct long colors. And I don't think it's like as I got older, time changed. It's that those things suck.
They suck, yeah.
They burn for like 6 seconds. It's all...
Yep, that's not 6 seconds. That's about
no, those things used 0.3. To be awesome.
Yeah, they were running all over the street, changing pink, yellow, green. Like you could see it all happen.
Metal
and play
sparklers
out.
That you could like injure yourself with. Well, like all the good stuff.
Flowers used to be people's favorite, you know, firework. You know, there would be like, oh, flowers are my favorite. You know, now with the way they are, you can't say that. They're horrible.
They like spin around a couple times and then just get stuck and a flame shoots out the side.
And you guys are listening to a post-dated show. This is from 4th of July, 2013.
How did we get onto that? Oh, you said something about a campfire.
Yeah, campfire. Yeah, campfire. We're talking about fireworks, fire pit, killing people.
Fake potatoes.
What are we talking about today?
News.
We are talking about the news. Today, right. Our topic is the news. For those of you haven't listened to the downloadable podcast and only listen to us on the radio, this is a segment that we do from time to time. We like to talk about crazy news, stupid news, how dumb news can be. And then we usually do a segment called News or BS, where we read real and fake news headlines and try to stump each other to figure out whether they're real or not. So all of the above.
And we have
on the table today.
Yep. And we made an application to decipher newscasters' IQs.
I don't remember doing that at all.
And it always comes up with zero.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a good story that's be a good debate between you guys to see what you think prospectively this is going to be, because Brad loves Apple and Dave hates it.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
You love Apple. You have two Macs in front of you right now. You're dual-wielding MacBooks.
Wow.
That's and you have an iPhone in your pocket right now. I don't know if I like it. You're like super Apple man over there.
I'm on the fence.
So, you literally have a right and left-hand Mac right now.
No, but the thing I do have to say that I don't put him in the camp of people who love Apple. Okay. He's got Apple. Like, I know people who freaking love.
Right.
They're like fanboy
enthusiasts.
Like,
yeah.
like if you talk bad about Apple, like they won't necessarily say anything to you, but you can just see this switch in their eyes when they're looking at you, and you're like, oh, you're one of them.
Sid
you
Melvin.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of friends who have fewer Apple products and love it far more.
The story is Apple has a team of several hundred engineers and researchers and designers making the first Apple car. You guys know about that?
I saw a blurb, but I didn't read it.
It's supposed to be out by like 2019 or 2020.
So I'm on board with the Apple TV, you know, like a Samsung, you know, Apple version of a Samsung TV,
right.
Pretty much. I'm on board with that. That's going to be good quality, you know, if they ever come out with it. The car, I think that's a little overboard.
So are they're building it from
their
boundaries. They're planning to build it from the ground up, or they're just like, it's like the Apple edition.
It's
Ford
an electric
Explorer
car. So, I mean, their major competitor would be Tesla. They're like headhunting and recruiting Tesla engineers and designers. But it's not really a direct competition with Tesla, because Tesla has like sexy, you know, fast sports cars that like
the Teslas are legit.
This is a minivan.
Yeah.
The first concept is a minivan style Apple
car,
which I thought was weird.
This is now I'm upset with you, Brent, because he put me on the argument for Apple with a minivan.
Like,
I'm going to go along with that. Is the minivan four wheel drive?
Let's see. No. You have three kids.
Does it run over children? Right? Does it run over children? That's what I want to know.
It will carry children.
Okay.
I got some of the main features here.
Right, bring them on.
So, the driver is prompted to sign into iCloud before each gear shift is the first one.
I see where this is going.
It's compatible with most major roads. It will recommend new driving speeds based on your past favorites. It has sleek, unobtrusive airbags.
That's important.
Yeah. Windshields crack easily, but typically the car still works afterwards.
Does the frame bend?
It has a sticker price of $85,000, but it drops to $199 with a 2-year Verizon contract.
Oh, wow.
And the wheels turn into rainbow pinwheels whenever the car comes to a stop. What is it? It's lightweight but powerful enough to careen across six lanes of traffic and through guardrails. I don't know what that one's. That's not that great. And it has a cup holder, apparently. Wow. So
that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
And
Apple car was believable.
I got one more. It comes with a couple cool Apple stickers, too.
Oh, sweet.
But on a serious note, they're really making an Apple car.
No, they really are.
They really are making
an
Apple car.
They really are. I didn't know. Are they actually doing it as a minivan?
It is a minivan style car, apparently. You know, Apple's super secret about everything, but from what has leaked and from what people have heard, it's nicknamed Project Titan, and it's an electric car. And I just imagine it's just going to be, I don't know, like an iPad for a dash or something. I don't know.
I just can't get into the electric cars like Prius and, you know, Tesla. Even Tesla. Teslas are pretty awesome. Like the technology they use is pretty awesome, I have to admit. But, I mean,
I have no problem with it. I mean, what's your problem?
I mean, like the sound of a muscle car, the smell of the fuel.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like those things are just, you know, you can't.
We have some
know.
Crazy BMW, because their engines have gotten so efficient. they actually pipe in engine noise into the radio speakers through some kind of like emulation of engine noise to make it sound and feel like a better driving experience. There's false engine noises that come out of the speakers.
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
I'm all about electric cars, I think. But, I mean, it depends on – ideally, I would like an electric car that I would just use
big
on a daily basis. Big enough that I could fit in. I'm a large man. I would like one to use on a daily basis, but then, I mean, I would ultimately still always need a truck. I mean, you always need to move something. You always need to make a Home Depot run, and I don't really want an electric truck, at least with the technology as it stands right now, because it's just not going to have – enough juice.
I wanted to come out with the electric El Camino. They need to bring the El Camino back. Yeah.
Nice.
What happened to El Camino? Like, why not? Are like station wagons? They don't really have that. They just have SUVs. Like, they can make a legit like El Camino or station wagon. I think it's because it wouldn't sell with two seats or something. Only sports cars get away with two seats.
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what's up? You don't see trucks anymore. Well, anything with two seats.
Muscle cars went out. Like, you know, that's a fact. You know, the muscle car went out, and so. Obviously, anything with two seats is going to go out. You know, even two-door cars are
muscle cars kind of back, man. They have those chargers.
Well, yeah, they're coming back.
Yeah, they're coming back, but they did go out for a long time. So the El Camino is kind of a...
I'm sort of kidding, but that's like a... You see an El Camino, like, oh, an El Camino. Like, you just don't see them very often.
Well, and they're cool. Like a 65 El Caminos are cool. I mean, even the late 50s when they first come out, they're... pretty sweet looking cars.
Because I guess why not just have a truck? You could just have a small
truck.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't necessarily even use it for a truck, I don't think. I think if you're going to have an El Camino, well, yeah, I guess.
Why is there an El Camino? Like, is it somehow like a small truck is just as good?
You remember the Jeep Comanche? They had the truck.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Oh, really? Like a truck back Jeep?
Yeah, it was a truck, yeah. No. It wasn't like a truck back Jeep. It was a truck. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I can't picture that.
Yeah, they've had it. You know, 70s all the way to the 80s, early 90s, and then they stopped making them.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the Apple car. I'm not.
Well,
sure.
they have a huge fan base of enthusiasts. Like, there are people that live Apple. They have the Apple phone, the Apple TV, they have the iPad. Do. You know, everything is integrated into Apple. They have a time capsule. They live and breathe for what's coming out next for Apple. And so there probably are a ton of people. And I think that
they're already standing in line for
it. Yeah, and there's a weird rift in the automotive industry right now where electric cars are going to be the next thing. And it's anybody's game, probably, you know, like... some of the manufacturers, Honda and stuff, have electric cars. Toyota Prius is like a hybrid. And so right now during that transition, they probably see it as a chance to get their foot into that industry.
And the minivan is the good call because Tesla, Elon Musk's original plan was to release the super high-end Tesla that costs too much money for other people to make.
Yes.
And he would sell enough of them to make money to buy the next
commercial
cheapest
version.
One.
Right.
And then that's still, he even said, it's probably still going to be at a price point where the average person isn't going to buy it. But again, we're going to make enough money selling a few of them.
Eventually, they're going
to
come out with.
So he started at the top, and he's working his way down until there's until the factory's big enough, the infrastructure's there, and then he'll release the
This is interesting. Apple starting at the bottom rung.
Well, I think
they're kind of starting on a side rung if it's a minivan.
Yeah, it's like not even a rung that exists. It's an electric minivan. That's the cool thing is there's an opportunity in the market. Google's making a car, but I think it's like fully automated though. I don't think Apple has any intention of doing that. It's kind of a scary thing because no one's probably dying with an iPhone or an iPad. You're entering a whole new industry of liability. Like you could have some recall where all the cars go crazy.
That's not true. People are dying every day taking selfies.
Maybe.
I have a news story about it.
Oh. I saw that news story.
There are more selfie deaths than shark attack deaths.
Yes.
Well, I could see that.
No, I read that same story.
That's still a legitimate, you know.
Are you going to read said news story? Or is this
I've got it. I've actually got it. Yeah, that was one of them that I found.
Yeah.
I've got a blurb of it. Selfie-related accidents have killed more people worldwide this year than shark attacks have, according to the Condé Nast Traveler, which is a magazine for traveling. And the person who officially tipped the scales and made it be more selfie deaths was a person who fell down the stairs at the Taj Mahal while trying to snap a selfie.
God, that is like karma. Darwinian, like...
Damn Christians. And their cell phones.
I'm not sure it would be a Christian at the Taj Mahal.
Well, yeah, they were touring, obviously.
Mm-mm, that's the city of sin. They don't even enter. There's no Christians there.
I don't know. I don't agree with that. So I had a couple things I want to talk about, get into the news. The first one was a news story that I want to talk about because I found it eerily funny. And then the second one was I wanted to talk about I didn't realize how many fake news places there were out there and satire news websites. So I wanted to get into that a little bit. But the story I wanted to talk about revolved around the Pope and a congressman. Did you guys read anything about that?
I kind of skimmed over it.
We read the same exact stories.
Yeah, maybe. So
it is the news, and the news industry is owned by 6 corporations.
Yeah, so. Well, I went off kilter on the news. I tried to find different stuff.
Right.
I think maybe. So congressman swiped Pope Francis's abandoned water glass, took a sip. That's the
I don't
headline.
Understand why that's news. And he shared it with his wife or something like
and other colleagues.
Yeah.
And so the headline on this one underneath it, the tag was, how many people do you know that drank out of the same glass as the Pope? Who gives a flying
fig?
A flying
fig. Fig berry.
What the
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Like I'm serious. Like that just astounded me that like people put this guy on a pedestal of such epic proportions that they're going to want to take a sip of his water.
And in this, like in this particular case, he drank it. And then I believe his wife and children each drank it because they were there as well. Then
wife and staffers.
Yep. Other people,
which I mean, congressmen or probably the people under him.
Yep. People were sticking their fingers in the water and touching it to their foreheads to feel blessed. And then he poured the rest of the water in an empty water bottle so he could take it and share it with his family.
I guess if you're really religious, that would be meaningful to you, you know? I mean, if it was, I don't know, someone really
that's
cool.
That's almost like worshiping a false deity, though, or something. Like, I would think that was as bad. Like,
no, in the Catholic religion, like, God is the representation, or the Pope is the, like, the go-to to God. He's like the telephone to
but
God.
But he's not God, though.
No, but if Mel Gibson was there, Brad... And
yeah, but
he
like,
drank water.
But that'd be like if I
and
was
you
really,
said, "Oh, I'm gonna drink some of that water," and you handed it to me. I'd probably get some Mel Gibson French kiss, a little sip. I probably
that's
get
like,
it.
I mean, like I'm really infatuated with prisoners, so I want to drink the warden's water.
No,
this doesn't make any sense.
That's not a good analogy at all.
That is perfect.
No, I don't.
And
think
I,
so.
I mean, I even understand the religious faith. Like, if you believe that the Pope is the manifestation, the representative of God on Earth, etc., like. He's still a dude with germs in his spit.
He's still a dude. Like, he's still a dude pretending to be a dude, acting like dude.
There was a story.
I think it's just
actually,
a fame factor thing.
And actually, a very similar fame factor. There was the documentary Trekkies that follows
right?
famous or notable Star Trek fans.
I do want to mention before we go any further, he was a Democrat. Keep going, Dave.
Okay. The guy in Star Trek The Next Generation, Q, is one of the big villains that shows up all the time. And the actor, John DeLancey, who plays Q, gets interviewed in this thing. And he said he went to a convention and he was so sick he almost didn't make it. And they like dragged him out of the hotel room. He was sick. He was like infected, had a fever. He was just like done. And they brought him in and he answered his questions, did his thing as this Star Trek convention. And then as soon as he got up to leave, someone bum rushed the stage, grabbed his glass of water that he'd been drinking on, chugged it and screamed, "I drank the Q virus."
Oh, wow.
So I guess if someone's willing to drink water that an actor who played Q was drinking of that he knows is sick, like he's probably just got sick because he drank that guy's water, then I guess it makes sense that a congressman would drink the Pope's water.
I'll say this. I get why it happened because, like, honestly, I don't care about Justin Bieber. I don't. But if he was in the room, I'd be like, dang, that's Justin Bieber. Like, you got to go say hi, try to get a handshake or something because he was there, right? So it's just that fame factor. But what I don't understand is why it made the news. Like, who cares about, like, oh, these people did that? I can see why it happened.
Yeah, and what this did for me was it made me realize how unconnected I am to religion. I know we've talked about it before.
Right.
And it really made me feel like how... I'm just on a different level, I guess. You know, like it's just so like belittling to me that somebody would think, and that might not even be the right wording, but somebody would think so highly of just another man. Like he's just a person. He's nobody special. You know, like I don't know. And I might
what
be
do you,
wrong
how you
in
feel
that
about
analysis.
How many people would have drank Justin Bieber's water, though? So many people would have drank that.
How many
more people would have drank that,
yeah,
probably.
But they're idiots, though. And I'll say it. And if you want to send me an email, go ahead. We'll have a chit-chat.
Email?
You know, yeah, email. And
strange invite you AOL.com.
Yeah. AOL.com.
Well, not me. I think you want the fan to send you an email.
Yeah.
Oh. You're looking at me, and I thought you were inviting me to some type of email debate that I was
you know,
like,
I don't
that's weird.
You know I don't read your emails.
Dang it.
I think it also, though, I mean, it speaks to the power of faith that, I mean, it was on the news all week that the Pope was here. I mean, he was everywhere. I mean, like all this stuff. I have a couple of friends who live in New York, and they had posts on Facebook that said New York was just a nightmare of security and mobs of people and all this
stuff. Well, I saw they offered a $95, like a flight taxi to get through New York. So you didn't have to go on the ground. It was $95. You could fly to the location you needed to go to.
Was it a flying car?
No, it was. I don't. I think it was a helicopter or something. Yeah, I don't know.
But that's. I mean,
you're right. Though,
so
Dave.
I mean, so many. It's baffling to me that so many people. It's like because the thing is, you can pick. I mean, you couldn't identify the leader of any other religion on earth. I mean, realistically, you can't say, oh, this is the main guy in charge of that other church or this other denomination. But it's not even that you can't even name one. It's like if one of them came to the country, no one would care.
Yeah.
But he shows up and it really speaks to how much people are invested into that idea.
Well, I just want to know, I wonder if they could figure out by doing like a, some sort of testing in a lab on it, how many. He drank after the Pope.
How many Pope particles?
No. How many small children are now on that man's lips? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I thought it and didn't say it earlier.
I didn't think it and I didn't say it.
I have a really good idea that he should rival Nestle and start bottling Pope water, but we need a better name. He could like put all the money to charity. He could just go by and just like bless giant swimming pools. Or maybe he just jumps in and has a swim, gets maybe out, towels off, and they bottle it. People would drink it.
People would drink it.
Pope's water, 100% child juice.
Yikes.
Ugh. I don't know. That's where I'm at on this.
roughness.
Yeah, let's step away from that one.
So what did you have about the fake news networks?
It kind of was an eye opener to me because, I mean, really, like, we do this topic. It was like, hey, we're going to talk about news. Well, when you say we're going to talk about news, like, what are we talking about? You know, like, so I just ran across, I mean, in looking for news stories and talking about different things, you know, or things to talk about, I ran across a website that shared different, it was fake news sites, satire news sites.
And so sites kind of like The Onion, which is probably the most popular.
Yeah, and the one I ran across like that I bookmarked was it's called fakenewswatch.com. And it has a list of fake or hoax websites, satire websites, which satire websites are, like The Onion. Mm-hmm. And they are, I guess the story could have a little bit of truth to it. So, or there might have been something in the headlines, but they basically make up an entire fake story.
For entertainment purposes.
For entertainment purposes.
So like The Onion. But the fake ones are just straight up fake for some reason?
Yeah.
Falsified?
That's where I was kind of like, I knew that The Onion existed and I knew that there were people who made up funny news because we looked it up before. But then there's also clickbait websites which pretend to be news stories or true stories. Or they take bits of true stories and they insinuate and make up other details to ensue fear. I didn't really realize that all these things were out there. Like, I mean, we talk about the internet and we use the internet every day. Mm-hmm. But I'm not really all into the news. I don't watch the news because nothing is ever good on the news, you know.
All super repeat. Did you guys watch any of the like compilations of news channels repeating the same exact thing?
No, I've seen them before.
Oh,
yeah,
God. Everybody out there, just go Google that. There's one about the Easter Bunny. There's one about this holiday year. Go out and buy yourself a present or two or 10. And then they just show like 47 newscasters going, go out and buy yourself a present or two or 10. Go out and buy yourself a present or two or 10 from 47 different newscasters in the same goofy voice.
So I was wondering what you guys think about this on these clickbait websites, which are the ones who ensue fear on people.
So by clickbait websites, you mean like a site that you'll read a link
and it baits you in.
It's like, you know, do you have a daughter? This information might make you not sleep at night.
Yes.
And you're like, what information? Yes. I have to click on that.
That's exactly right. And I didn't know those had a category. I thought they were just ads that people were putting up, you know.
Right.
But those are, in fact, clickbait websites. And it absolutely has no relevancy of anything, but they're to ensue fear into you, so you click on them,
right?
And they're making money off you,
right? And then once you get there, you're getting hit with ads and you know, malware for that matter.
Yeah, and fake news and fake things that are going on, you know, and people believe these things. And the thing that I put this together with was, I don't know if she'll listen to this or not, but my fiance's mom. And I'm not talking bad about her, but it really hit me because we were talking about the news. She believes anything that is on the news. And I'm just like, I'm wowed by it. Yeah. She's like, you know, we were talking about Kourtney Kardashian, her having a baby, and she had it all naturally. And she just reached in and pulled the baby out and had no pain. And she's like, you really believe that she didn't have any drugs or anything like that? She's like, well, they said on the show.
Oh.
And I'm like, man, like that really, and I'm like, you know, man, that may be true. They may be completely right and told a completely true story. And she was just Viking-esque and having the baby
about someone that's
right
that celebrity thing just drives me crazy.
And that's beyond the point, but the fact is that people believe just everything that they hear just because it comes from what they think is a reputable source.
And the reason this is especially dangerous, especially I know it's insidious on the internet, but on television people tend to trust the news they get on TV more than they do on the internet,
because
you assume it's been vetted. You assume people did this research, et cetera. But like you said, if you see this video compilation where there's 15 newscasters saying the same exact lead-in, it's because none of them wrote that lead-in. Somebody in a company wrote this thing, edited a story, and then sent it out for free to all these stations via satellite.
And they use
it. So anyone who needs to use it can pick it up and use it. It's a couple of free minutes of content. But the thing is, there's things called video news releases, or VNRs, and they're done. They're basically backdoor advertising. So if you're trying to push a new drug that cures swollen feet or something, and you fake this news segment, right? And you've got a fake reporter, and they interview a doctor, and it's a story about how many people have bad feet. And then somewhere in the middle of it, this doctor says, yeah, so, you know, I prescribe my patient, you know, Swellomax and blah, blah, blah. And then that's it. And then the rest of it is a news story. So you've seen this guerrilla advertisement that you were unaware of, but you think it's the news, right? So everybody picks them up.
Yeah, and you go talk to your doctor and ask him for...
Can I get some Swellomax?
Yeah, like, I need some Swellomax.
Like, but I mean, that's... So it's like even the news, especially like local news, because they have a limited budget and they've got an hour and a half to fill every single night because they do 5 to 6 and then 6 to 6:30. They've got the noon.
10 o'clock
they've got
news,
10 o'clock at night.
News.
I mean, they've got all this news to fill. And if they're getting stuff off of the satellite feed that they can use and it's going to give them decent ratings, they're going to use it, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, the news... I mean, clickbaiting isn't just for the internet. It's also, you know, because even at the end of a news segment, they do the same thing.
Yep.
If you're a parent and you have a daughter, you might want to stick around and see why you should be worried. And it's like, ooh, I have to watch a commercial for RV Peddler and some other thing that's going to make my ears bleed because I need to see that story, which isn't even in the next news segment. Then we get to weather and then they tease you again and make it. And it's like, so news is not very true.
Yeah. So that I really didn't put things into those categories, but this website kind of did that for me.
And what's the name of the website?
FakeNewsWatch.com.
I'll have to check it out.
And it's just basically a list of these websites, and there's multiple ones, but a lot of them are kind of conspiracy websites, which kind of made sense. The conspiracy stuff, you know, these people just put out information that is just the wildest information. And then all of a sudden the world's going to be ending because we're having an eclipse.
Right.
You know, and it's like, and those are the, like right now, that's one of the big stories is the that eclipse that's supposed to happen.
Last Sunday because it's Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh.
How'd that go? That was pretty interesting. Yeah.
Are we dead?
No, not dead.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's one of those stories that had gotten put out on one of these websites, the clickbait websites.
There's a ton of news right now that a giant comet's going to impact the Earth. You guys read that? I mean, that's been going around forever. I know. But, like, there's a huge thing right now where, like, NASA had to release a statement about it and whatnot. I mean, I'm not super informed on it. I just kept seeing about it that like the world will end before September's over or something.
Who cares? Yeah. It's so. Like, who cares? Like either a comet's going to hit us and we're all going to die or it isn't. And you know what I can do about it?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
So I'm
That's
just not
exactly
gonna
what I said.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the,
and plus we got it coming.
Yep.
Have you guys watched, is it Black Mirror?
Yes.
Does that show? Okay. So, I'm keeping this as PG as possible, but you saw the episode with the British Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Okay, so no. To those who have seen, they kind of do like a blackmail thing where they're going to, not even blackmail, they have a hostage and they're going to kill the princess or something if the British Prime Minister does not perform sexual acts with a pig.
Yes.
And it's super, that's a crazy show, man. I mean, that had me on the edge of my seat. Like, oh my God. It's called Black Mirror. You'll really like it, actually. Mm.
It's a great show.
It's kind of like Twilight Zone-y. Like,
it's very Twilight. I mean, I've seen a lot of shows come out that say it's kind of like the Twilight Zone. And it's like, yeah, it's kind of like the Twilight Zone if it sucks. But with Black Mirror, when people say it's kind of like the Twilight Zone, no, it's legitimate. It's it's legitimately cool.
And they put you like in a real spot where like, oh my God, he's going to have to do this. And they're going to televise it. They have like just a cameraman and a room and a pig, and he's going to have to do this.
He's got these specific instructions. We're going to kill the princess unless the, so the whole, and I'm not going to spoil it, but the whole episode, you're questioning, is the prime minister going to do this or is he not? But it's, again, it's fueled by the news media and you see it. I highly recommend Black Mirror. It's on Netflix. They just picked up a new season.
Oh, really?
Netflix is, because there's only seven of them. There's only seven of them.
I only watched the weird, like, American Idol-esque one where they all lived in rooms, and then
there's
that
seven episode. Of them. It's a great show, and there's going to be 12 more.
I'll check it out.
The reason I bring it up is because sometimes the truth is crazier than not. They, a British billionaire that was a college alumni with the current prime minister is writing a book, and in that book he released, apparently, that the current British prime minister, in some drunken, drug-induced act, actually placed his penis inside of a pig's mouth, a decapitated pig's mouth, in some, like, fraternity frat house initiation ritual. So,
And he didn't accept or deny. He said he wouldn't.
It happened. It's like known. It's like this new thing right now. It's a scandal.
But he wouldn't, what'd he say? He wouldn't nullify the comments by making a comment.
Right.
So
it happened. Like, apparently, there's multiple witnesses.
Or not nullify. What's the word I'm looking for? He wouldn't pacify it.
No.
He wouldn't pacify the comments.
Gratify.
Yeah,
gratify. Objectify. Pacify. Nullify.
Yeah. On that note,
Superfly.
Are we done with that? Because we got to take a break. So
you're my guy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, this is the Sofa King podcast on Savage Radio. Hear a word from some of their sponsors. Woohoo! Is that exciting enough?
Yeah.
All right.
Pyrenees Cafe, Basque Restaurant, 601 Sumner Street, open daily 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., 323-0053.
Norris Barbershop, Oildale's full-service barbershop, family-oriented, specializing in men and boys' haircuts. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., located at 316 Norris Road, 393-5601.
Brian Smog and Automotive, old style automotive repair shop specializing in smog check and repair. Brian Smog and Automotive offers general automotive repair, timing belt replacements, general maintenance and service, as well as electrical diagnostic and related repairs to give customers peace of mind to drive in a fast paced world. They are located at 615 East 21st Street. The number is 321-0505.
Are you interested in being a Savage Radio sponsor? Becoming a Savage Radio sponsor helps to keep us on the air while giving your business community recognition. Call our business offices at 873-5784. That's 873-KSVG.
Welcome back to the Sofa King podcast. Keep your eyes on the road and your ears on your speakers. Well, not on your speakers if they're in your door, because that's probably impossible.
That's worse than taking your eyes off the road.
Probably.
You'd have to take your eyes off the road or put them on your speakers in your car.
And don't eat burritos while you're driving. Did you guys see that?
Yes, I do. No.
God, that guy. This kid was eating a burrito and drinking a soda. Like, there's a big flat spot on the side of this public bus. And he was just, like, both hands eating a burrito, mm-hmm. grabbing a soda, like, not looking anywhere. And he just slams into all these cars. And there's, like, this lawsuit going on because some guy got hurt. And the bus place was like, no, he wasn't actually eating. And then you watch the video, and this dude is just chowing down on a burrito, looking at the burrito, like, to the left. Didn't even have his hands on the wheel. It was insane.
Okay. I know you have some stories, but I have one that goes along with that. And okay. I don't know if you guys seen it, but the headline reads, "Mother flees spider, leaves kid in moving car." So the lady, saw a spider in the car, jumps out of the car while it's in motion. And the car, with her son in it, the car runs into a school bus and smashes into a school bus.
Wow.
Like, and the damage was, the car was pretty jacked up. Like, it was
I think
was
that
moving.
Story would be better if the car ran into a spider factory.
Like, yeah.
She probably can cite, like, temporary insanity because she's so scared of spiders. She has arachnophobia. Man.
Well, I don't know if there are any charges filed or anything, but I thought that was funny. Like, you just straight jump out of the car and leave your nine-year-old in a car.
You know what the son's name was? Indiana Jones.
Ooh. No, he ate snakes.
Damn it. Yeah. Never mind.
I found one that was pretty funny. Two men robbed a bank, one, and they were dressed as Rick James and 70s drug dealer Youngblood Priest from Superfly. <That's pretty laughs> like, funny. There's pictures on the internet, like, full on Rick James. Man. He's got, like, beads in his hair and everything. And they went in there, robbed it, got away, and this is the second bank they robbed, and they're still at large.
Oh, wow.
That's rad,
that
right?
Is that's fantastic.
Where's they that? Can't find Rick James.
Where's that happening?
Two men just like, doesn't act.
Canada.
Oh, wait, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
I hope beyond hope. That
weird. You just said Indiana Jones. That was weird.
Yeah. I hope beyond hope that on his way out of the bank, he stopped to rub his shoes on the bank couch.
And said, I don't like your couch very much, sir.
I don't like your couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are we gonna? You got any more? Are we going to the news and BS?
I got a couple little silly ones I can read at you. There's a current lawsuit going for a macaque monkey, just because I want to say macaque monkey.
You don't read at me.
What's wrong?
You don't read at me.
I don't understand what's going on right now.
You just said you could read at us.
Oh, read at you. Okay. There is a
he
lawsuit.
Is actually reading at you. He's like directly facing you and reading.
Positionally, yeah.
He's reading at you.
I'm changing spots.
There's a there was a like a nature photographer that assisted a macaque monkey in holding a camera to take a selfie, but the selfie became really famous. And this one's for Dave. There's a current lawsuit going on that PETA is suing for the rights of the photo to go to the macaque monkey. Not the photographer who owned the camera and helped position it for the selfie, because it's actually a really cool picture if you look it up. Like
I saw that article. Yeah. That was a while back.
So they want the money to go towards
yes.
his
the nature preserve. Yeah,
that
for the monkey
is absolutely ridiculous.
It should go to Hallmark Cards.
Who's gonna use it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Another silly one I got is elementary schools have banned tag, citing safety concerns, which is like,
What
you do in elementary school, right? You play tag.
But they're afraid that
they're running around like, I got you,
you're it.
But he's what got even crazier different. Is it doesn't stop there. They've also started to ban hugging, dodgeball, competitive games of any sort. And there's actually several schools in the United Kingdom that have now banned the concept of best friends. Because it's gonna hurt someone else's feeling.
Wow.
This is getting ridiculous.
We are that's doomed.
Like, yeah, that's like putting padding on the playground. Like the, that right there started it. Like,
they just have to wear little gray uniforms. Yeah, they're just like walking around.
Some parent somewhere, their kid bumped their head and they freaked out about it and filed a lawsuit. And now we have plastic playground equipment.
I do have to say, I've seen some kids
child
like
safety
just
seats
head busted in dodgeball, like some gnarly. I'm sure some kids have tripped over a curb playing tag and whatnot, but you can't nerf the world. Like, this stuff's too crazy,
no,
man.
I think the saying, whatever doesn't kill you, make you stronger.
Right.
That's probably the one time kids get to get physical and yeah, run.
Right.
Like, yeah, they go home and play Minecraft, and then they get to school and they actually climb up the bars and play on the slide and play dodgeball.
Yeah. It's worth a black eye or a split head. And then you have a story to tell your kids when they're growing up, like, hey, be careful because I busted my head when I was your age.
Yeah. Yeah, they won't know.
Yeah.
You just have to wear gray suits. They're just like, I played Minecraft yesterday. Yeah. Did you get the new mod? They're just walking around emotionless.
And, you know, we just might as well wear bubble suits like the Bubble Boy movie.
So macaque
I like
monkey.
That idea. I wouldn't mind wearing a bubble suit.
Keep people away. What else so the macaque selfie.
Yeah, macaque selfie, that. And I think, a Taco Bell employee was fired after someone took a picture of him while he was on the food line.
He stuck his hand down the
butt of his pants in his underwear. And they took pictures with their cell phone, and then it went viral, and he got fired.
He got fired.
Obviously.
That I was going to talk about that, and glad you mentioned it, because I would not be able to work fast food.
Because you scratch your butt a lot?
My balls.
And by balls, you mean dodgeballs, the red ones at schools.
Yes.
That have been banned. Right.
Yes, they're banned.
As long as we clarify
that. The problem is when you work in a restaurant, you do things with your hands that are unsafe. We all do. You scratch your nose. You adjust your package. You stick your hands down your pants.
That's exactly right.
But at a restaurant, you train yourself to immediately go and wash your hands.
Right.
Oh, I just got something out of my nose. I better go and wash my... I worked in restaurants for years, and you were basically trained. If you need to do some nose-picking, package adjusting, something or other, A, get away from the window so the customers don't see you doing it, and B, once you're all settled, then you wash your freaking hands and go back on the line.
You can do garnishes, though, right? Like, garnishes are okay?
Yeah,
garnishes. Yeah, well, no one's eating the parts.
This is what's funny. Is
orange wedges, don't eat those.
No. This makes the statement true that if what you don't know won't hurt you. Because he just went to work, and right before he went to work, he masturbated. And then went to Taco Bell.
Right.
And he tugged one off, went to Taco Bell, and he gets fired because he sticks his hand on his pants?
It's because he saw it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So that, that's, like I said, goofy. So now it's just a slight variation of what I was taught, which is stamp outside of the window or away from people filming you, and then wash your hands when you're done.
And it's common sense. It's common sense.
And by the way, if you think you're going to Taco Bell on a regular basis for more, let's say more than six visits without getting food that some teenager did something completely disgusting to on purpose or by accident, then you have no idea what happens at fast food restaurants.
Let's get into news or BS because we're going to run out of time.
I have an immunity anyway. I'm built up now.
So we are going, this is news or BS, which we played on our show, the Sofa King podcast, a few times before. Some people like it. Some people don't. We don't care.
I'm just saying, so, you guys, everything
gonna,
you read, you're like, I read that one. I'm like, this isn't
so we're going to round table the news or BS segment. Each of us are going to go. And what we do is score points. Are we doing a impression or something if we lose?
Sure.
All right. What impression?
What's the penalty? So whoever loses has to...
Don't try to make a brand. That ain't happening. Whoever loses has to do it.
Whoever loses has to do it. Whoever loses has to...
Got to be interesting.
Nothing, huh?
Like some sort of haircut or something. Can you grow a mohawk, Dave?
Kinda.
Just curly red Muppet. Just a little Muppet.
I used to have a mohawk. How about whoever loses... closes the show as the Pope.
Okay.
Pope? I have no idea.
That's okay.
That's okay. You can close the show. Funnier. You can close the show as any Pope you like.
Yeah, any Pope.
Any Pope.
I'm darn. All
right, go ahead, Brent. You're starting. And this is news or BS. So the story is either 100% true or 100% fake.
Correct.
I had to read back through these to remember which ones were fake this morning. I slept. All right. My first one is 470 tons of smuggled cheese was seized in Moscow by the Russian police. A cheese smuggling ring netted $30 million by illegally importing cheese.
See, I'm having a hard time with this one.
Brad's writing stuff.
False.
He's doing math.
I'm gonna.
Is it in Florida?
I'm gonna.
No, it's in Russia. I just said.
Oh,
Russia.
I was
saying. Listen to the question.
No, false. I just falsified.
I'm saying false based on one thing that you said. So,
cheese.
I'll say it's false, and then I'll explain why I'm having so much trouble. But I'm gonna say false.
It's true.
Okay.
Damn it.
Apparently, because of like the crisis of a U.S. ban on certain imports,
so
Putin is trying to eliminate dairy or any type of Western food.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so that they're not reliant on it.
See, and I knew that was happening, but you specifically said smuggled in.
So are we giving Brent a point for that because he tricked us? He gets a point because he tricked us, right?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So he's ahead. We are not.
We're at zero.
We have no points.
Go, Dave. What's your story?
Okay.
True.
Man hospitalized for binge eating lamp while high on sleep medications.
Binge eating a lamp?
Yes. Berkeley area man Emil Wayland was hospitalized for digestive troubles, a spike in blood pressure, and mouth lacerations for eating his salt lamp while high on sleep medications. Quote, "I don't know what I was doing," Wayland said. "I just woke up in the hospital with my wife laughing at me, showing me photos of our salt lamp."
I love this one because this is true. I get up in the middle of the night in my underwear and eat peanut butter. I did it last night. Damn it.
This is true.
I'm saying true because I could see that happening to me, especially on Ambien or something. I could do that.
It is false.
Oh, man. Did you make it up?
I completely made that up.
Wow. You did that. To get me, probably. Yeah.
The Berkeley was good. He said it was in Berkeley.
I thought Berkeley was a good spot for the salt lamp.
That was all aimed at me. Sleep eating Berkeley is my daughter. Like,
what I thought of it while looking at my salt lamp.
You're so sneaky.
I mean, I have a salt lamp.
So here's a, it's a short one, but a good one. Bill Cosby. How do they remember if I drugged them?
Ooh, that's supposed to be a quote? That's not even news, but that's a quote.
It's a story.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's the title. How do they remember if I drugged
them? I'm saying that's false. I can't picture those words coming out of a head on top of a wild 80s Huxtable sweater. I'm saying that's
Jello
false.
Pudding pops.
So it says, this is in Philadelphia. Months after the accusations of several women that Bill Cosby had committed facilitated sexual assault, rape, and sexual misconduct in the mid-60s, Bill Cosby has indirectly admitted that he had, in fact, committed the sexual crimes by saying, "How do they remember if I drugged them?"
I don't think that's an admission, but I'm going to say yeah, because that's a solid argument. It's been like 65 years, and you were on drugs. Like, what kind of credible witness are you?
Right.
And that is a fake one.
Oh.
So Dave and I get a point.
Yes. That means I got two.
Dave is
y'all
up.
Got one.
Yep. Dave is up 2-1. So he's doing the Pope impression so far.
Yep. So far, Dave is doing it.
That's not how it works.
Go ahead, Brent. Give it to us.
All right. Let's see. Ooh.
Give it to me, Brent. Can I do my.
All right. This is a good one because it even has the word Pope in it. Okay. I didn't know we were going to do this. Maybe that was inspired because I read a lot about the Pope. I don't know. A man kidnapped a 77-year-old man and forced him to eat, citing that he thought he was homeless. So he was walking down the street, saw an old man, forced him into the car, took him home and fed him. And then while in the man's name was Pope, while in the house, his pit bull bit the victim on the leg. And even after him being bit, the man still forced him to eat.
True.
He just picked up a man he thought was homeless.
I'm going to say that's true. I'm going with true on that one.
That is true.
All right.
So
that was poor delivery on my part. Yeah.
That was a good one, though.
I stumbled all over it. I should have read it smoother.
Okay. So news or BS? Man arrested for 10 robberies insisted they were committed by his evil twin. 34-year-old Stephen Felton of Emmaus, Pennsylvania, who was arrested for robbing 10 gas stations, convenience, and beer stores, claims it was not him, rather his evil twin, who committed the crimes. Many victims have quit their jobs because of Felton or his brother's reign of terror.
I'm going to say true.
I think that that's true. I believe sucks, everything
you're
Dave says.
Freaking writer. Yeah.
I know. Like everything, I'm like, yep, that's it.
Evil
aliens on the White House.
So
lawn?
We're both
Dave said
true.
It.
You're
what
both going
it?
With yeah. true. It is true.
Oh, yes.
It actually happened in 2012, and in spite of his insistence it was his evil twin, the judge convicted
so
him.
So it is me 3, Brent 2, Dave 3.
That's correct.
That Bill Cosby one, I already forgot. That was true or false?
It was false.
It was false, okay.
Now, the next one I have here. Father criticized for handing out his mixtape to kindergartners on career day.
Oh, man. He's like, yo, little man, check this out.
31-year-old father Deshaun Malone is being criticized by parents after he allegedly handed his son's kindergarten classmates his explicit rap mixtape for career day. So, true or
I
false?
I can see this being real because I have almost gotten fights with some crazy other parents at my kid's school.
So you're
and I
true?
I could see that happening.
I'm saying true because I know people who have like made mixtapes or like their own music and they keep like 1,000 of them in their trunk and they try to give them to every single person that they can. So I too am going to say it's true.
And it has a picture of the CD on here, Thugged Out N-Bombs. So that's what it was called, Volume 2. That's the
mixtape. That might change the game.
Not for me.
It was called Thugged Out N-Bombs?
For me. No, I'm still sticking with true.
I'm going to say that one's false now.
You're going to say false? He changed it. All
because right. Thugged Out N-Bombs? There's no way he handed that out to kindergartners.
Well, not E-R-S. It's A-Z. You know, us. You know.
I'm still saying true.
Right. I'm going to go with false just to disagree with Dave.
It's false. Yes. So Brent gets a point. Brad gets a point.
Okay. See, I didn't have all the info.
Know,
so Brad's ahead.
Brad is me. I'm four. Up by four. And then Brent and Dave have three.
Tied.
So let's do, we're at the 50-minute mark. Let's do one more. And this is Brent, so he can either tie it.
So is this the tiebreaker?
We could do tiebreaker right
now.
No,
let's do it. Let's do a tiebreaker after the break.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to the Sofa King podcast on Savage Radio, 89.7 FM. We'll be right back.
Sandrini's Italian and Basque Restaurant, located at 1918 I Street, offers a diverse selection of Italian and Basque delicacies, beer and whiskeys from around the world, and live music every weekend. For more information about concerts and events, you can follow Sandrini's at facebook.com/Sandrini's Bar or call them at 661-322-8900.
Bonnie's Best Cafe. Freshly made sandwiches, salads, soups, and desserts featuring homestyle casserole dinners to go. Bonnie's Best Cafe has two locations to serve you. 1900 21st Street, open Monday through Friday 9 to 5 for sandwiches and until 6 p.m. for casseroles. 1002 19th Street is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Phone number is 661-323-7224. And the website is bonniesbestcafe.com for their current menus.
Are you interested in being a Savage Radio sponsor? Becoming a Savage Radio sponsor helps to keep us on the air while giving your business community recognition. Call our business offices at 873-5784. That's 873-KSVG.
Hey guys, we're back from the break, and we're in the middle of a tiebreaker. Uncle Dave over here has 3 points, and I have 3 points. And one of us has to do an impression of the Pope, which I have zero idea what's going to come out of my mouth.
Right. So go ahead and read your news.
So again,
or
we're
BS.
For those of you who just tuned in, we're playing News or BS, where we read news headlines and a blurb, and whoever we're tied right now. Brad's ahead. He's already in
I'm
the
out
clear.
Of this conversation.
But whoever wins this.
Finally, this is all it took for Brad. Let's just have tiebreakers all the time.
Whoever wins this last one is the. Whoever loses the last one is the loser. And then there's two winners.
You are the loser. All right. A Kentucky man was caught in the act of digging up the body of his long dead father. His father had passed away nearly 3 decades ago. And someone caught this guy digging up a grave, and he cited that he was digging up his dad so he could go to heaven.
So Dave is reading hard into his microphone, breathing heavily, trying to figure out if this is true or false. Brent's brow is sweaty.
True.
I got one more quote for it on here, too, I was going to read for you.
There's a quote,
it might be the Brad thing, where it's like, oh, wait, he said thugs?
Okay.
When asked, he said, I see the truth. He needs to be on the ground, not under the ground.
So tough.
I'm still, but you're cunning. I want to say Georgia makes it true. So I'm going to say true.
I got one more quote for you just to drag it out a little bit. If the truth doesn't come out and nobody sees the truth, yeah, I'll do it again. When asked if he would do it again after being released from jail.
I'm going with true. I'm staying true.
Dang it, it's true.
So Pope Brent will close us out. That's great. Me and Dave with the tie.
If you need a pointer on the Pope, just my recommendation is like a really sleepy Mario.
That's funny you said that, because I have like
you're like an angry old Italian sausage maker.
I've just been
doing it for too long.
In my brain is no sound of the Pope's voice whatsoever. I'm trying so hard.
Invictus.
Yeah, I can hold my hand up. Yeah.
For day.
Okay, so anyway, to round out the show,
let's do this.
In the news all the time right now is Donald Trump.
You sure?
Yes. And I found this is from a few weeks ago now, but there's a list on the interwebs which is asking who said it. And there's a list of quotes. So the thing is, the question is, who said this quote? Is it Donald Trump, or is it the character Frank Reynolds from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? And for those of you who don't know, it's a character played by Danny DeVito.
Oh, okay.
He's the biggest scumbag. He's lecherous. He doesn't care about his children. He screws everybody over for a dollar. He's racist. He's sexist. He's addicted to drugs. He's the most reprehensible human being I've maybe ever seen on a television.
So he's awesome.
He's awesome.
Let's get into this.
He is so funny.
The word lecherous, is that to be leech-like? Like,
yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like a lecher.
Yeah. You've never heard that? Okay. So these quotes are all either from Frank Reynolds on the TV show or Donald Trump in real life. First one, there's nothing more threatening to a man than a woman who's smart and attractive. Is that Donald Trump or Frank Reynolds?
Frank Reynolds.
One more time.
There's nothing more threatening to a man than a woman who's smart and attractive.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Bradzell, wait, I wasn't listening before.
Donald Trump. I didn't hear the first question.
Oh, man, yeah, that is weird. I could see some little Danny DeVito action doing that. I'm going to say Donald Trump as well.
That was Frank Reynolds.
Dang it.
I take no credit for these. I didn't do it. Nobody's eating anybody's babies.
Donald Trump.
Man, I want to flip the switch and go the other way.
Nobody's eating anybody's babies. Is that a quote by Donald Trump or the fictional Frank Reynolds?
Frank Reynolds.
That one is Frank Reynolds.
Thank God if he said that.
I suck at this game.
Here's one. Yep. And I am black, so you don't have to worry
sort
about
of
me saying this.
Shade of orange black. Orange is the new black if you're black.
Go.
This
Go.
Quote either comes from Donald Trump or Frank Reynolds. Laziness is a trait of the blacks.
Donald Trump. That's Frank Reynolds.
Dude, Frank I'm going to say Donald Trump just because no way. That would.
Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds, yeah.
Donald Trump?
No way. He said that.
Donald Trump.
I knew he said it. I didn't want
when
to
When did he
it.
Say that? Recently?
Trump? No, just quotes from Donald
yeah,
Trump.
Yeah, he has lots of quotes.
Wow. That's awesome.
From back in the day.
He's a good man.
Here's another one. The reason I love this list is I had difficulty with almost all of these.
Yeah.
I couldn't. So here's another quote. Either Donald Trump or Frank Reynolds. A woman in politics is like a donkey doing calculus.
It's a political quote.
It is.
Frank Reynolds. I've never seen Is It Always Sunny in Philadelphia, so.
I'm basing it like, is that enough for like a funny, crazy sitcom, or is that something he would actually say, but he says such crazy stuff.
A woman in politics is like a donkey doing calculus.
I'm going to say Frank Reynolds.
I'm going to say Donald Trump.
It was Frank Reynolds.
Dang it. I keep changing. I don't even know.
Do I get bonus points so I don't have to be the Pope? And Brad
no, you're still the Pope.
That's I win funny. This one and
no,
it
this
doesn't
is
matter.
Different.
It
doesn't
this
matter.
Is, this is so... I don't have to be the
uh-oh.
Pope.
Uh-oh.
End of the show.
No more facts?
You got to talk us out.
All right. It's the Pope. I'm the Pope. I want to thank Savage Radio for having us on. And a bunch of religious stuff. I love the Bible. Don't drink my water when I'm not looking. All of a sudden, I'm just some
like
Italian
a Bronx
dude.
Guy.
Yep, yeah. I'm just Italian. I don't even know.
Hey, quiet down out there, eh?
What are you going to do?
Hey, you know, Sofa King Podcast, hey. Da-da-da-da-da-da.